The Syracuse Metropolitan Transportation Council has issued its final recommendation on a transit plan that could change the way Central New Yorkers get around. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The final report focuses on the idea of bus rapid transit. It involves creating corridors in high traffic areas that are earmarked for buses that would travel more quickly with fewer stops. Council Director Jim D'Agostino says the SMTC is proposing corridors that essentially make an X across the city, from University Hill to Destiny USA and Onondaga Community College to James Street. The cost?
It's in the order of magnitude of, you know, over $30 million to build the whole thing out, which sounds like a lot of money, and it is. I'm not trying to understate that, but we've made similar investments in this community. The connective corridor is of a similar scale. And this would serve, you know, theoretically a lot more people than is currently served by the connective corridor.
D'Agostino expects this kind of rapid bus service would help people in impoverished parts of the city that need to use it. But also, he thinks it would attract choice riders, people who would use it because it's quick and convenient. D'Agostino says the SMTC has presented the plan to the community, and now it's time for Central New Yorkers to decide if they want to add this to their transportation landscape.
We need to hear from people. People need to say, you know, we need this in our community. And it's not like it's a mystery to how to make this happen. Just down the thruway in Albany, they have this. Works great.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.